AircheckDownloads.com.
From the farthest corners of the globe, the breaking stories are here. This is Sunshine News.
5 o'clock, I'm Siobhan Harris. Kensington Palace will close the official books of condolence in memory of Princess Diana at 8 o'clock this evening. More than 30 have been opened day and night to cope with the demand. Railtrack's investigating whether or not the red light warning buzzer in the driver's cab was working on the train which crashed in West London. The wreckage is being taken away for engineers to carry out further tests. Lou Adams from the driver's union ASLEF says safety is always top priority.
Train drivers are professionals. That's their job. They make sure their first consideration at all times is the safety of the general public. Now, I don't believe that any driver would compromise safety in any way, shape or form.
Maternity staff are looking after a newborn baby boy abandoned in a field near Bridgend in South Wales. Police found the child after a 999 call from a young man. Hospital spokeswoman Liz Hewitt is urging the mother to get in touch.
She may be frightened for her own health and safety, and she may be feeling guilty about the health of her baby as well. But the important thing is that she makes herself known to somebody.
Motor racing and Williams Jacques Villeneuve has wiped out nearly all of Michael Schumacher's lead in the title race by winning the Austrian Grand Prix. The Canadian now trails Schumacher by just 1 point with 3 races left to go. Schumacher got a solitary point thanks to finishing 6th. David Coulthard in the McLaren was the best of the Brits. He claimed 2nd place. Football, and Chelsea and Arsenal are drawing 1-1 at half-time in the Brig Premiership showdown. In the battle of London's big spenders, Gustavo Poyet gave the Blues the lead before Dennis Bergkamp put the Gunners level a minute before the break. Yachting and the Whitbread Round the World race is underway. 16 boats are battling it out on the course of over 30,000 miles. U2 have played a record-breaking concert in Italy. They performed before a crowd of 150,000. It's the biggest ever paying audience for an individual group anywhere in the world ever. The record was previously held by the Stones. Independent Radio.
Now, kicking off almost 1 hour non-stop. Non-stop. More songs you like and more choice. Sunshine.
AircheckDownloads.com.